Mr. Greaves.
Hello.
Your mother's been very impressed. She's already got in contact and told us her thoughts on the game.
Yep.
A hard-fought game, a very different game to pretty any game we've played in the last 4 or 5 weeks. Talk us through the approach and your overall thoughts of today's performance.
The approach is exactly the same as what we've been doing. Playing the 3-5-2, obviously, we've tried to get in the Reds to defend first, and then we can go on a counter-attack. Thought we did that at parts. It was a good, solid performance. 6 weeks ago, we wouldn't have won that game. It's an ugly performance and an ugly game that we've not been good at winning over recent weeks, and I'm probably as pleased with that as I am the Salford and the Harrogate, the Bracklin, Spennymoor games, because they are the types of games that we would have lost.
A first 45 minutes where we've looked at the sort of like the cut and thrust of the way FC have played over the last 4 or 5 games, the pace, the tenacity and the sheer exuberance all over the pitch. A very different first 45 minutes this afternoon where the game was in parts actually, you know, from here especially, it amplifies it slightly more, where it was quite pedestrian. Did you feel that we were to a certain degree allowing Southport to play at their own pace in that first 45, or were you happy with the overall way? I mean, we get the great early goal, great finish by you, a lovely ball by Joel, Joel Senior. But did you feel that you were getting the pace of the game in the way you wanted it?
Yeah, we tried to set up, like myself and Connor, we tried to cut the fullbacks out and do that. I found myself quite deep in the first half because it was a bit of an overload. It is difficult when you set up like that because you're kind of saying to them, come on, what have you got? And then we're countering and attacking. So I don't think it's the best performance we've ever had. But the points at the minute are the most important thing, and I'm very, very happy with the lads to come away with them today.
Well, there's no question that the endeavour, the work rate, the sheer determination was there. We were just talking earlier on saying perhaps we had so many games coming thick and fast, mentally strong, but maybe some of the players physically a little bit tired, yep, because basically of the amount of games we had, and let's not forget we played against a full-time team here this afternoon.
Yeah, of course, yeah, and then I'm no different to that. My legs were very heavy today, and that's why I've come off early on. As I've been coming off, Connor's hamstrings got tight as well, so yeah, that's where the confusion's coming.
It didn't confuse the radio team at all, everybody around us.
I thought it was that thing of Tom saying, you're not taking me off.
I was asking to come off for about 10 minutes. I was getting very heavy. It is a heavy pitch today, but yeah, we have played a lot of games over Christmas. So yeah, if we need to make changes, we will, but we've got a little bit of a break now. Obviously no game next week, so if we maybe do something a little bit lighter, we will be training Tuesday and Thursday still, because we want to keep the momentum going. We're doing well. We're picking up points, and long may it continue.
Do you have a... you may not want to share it with us, of course, but Zach seemed to adapt well to the left full back role this afternoon. But do you have a view of whether Sam would remain, or whether Scott and Scott go back into the midfield, or is that a dilemma that you'll work?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's good. It's good headaches. Sam's coming and done well today. I'm confident Zach can do that role all day long. He's very good going forward, and he's got back quick as well. He's fast. He's deceivingly quick, and I thought it was great today. But yeah, obviously Hughes is back next game. He's been doing very well, so it gives us a good headache.
Yeah. What about the young lad who came on Crawford at the end? Almost put one in for you.
Yeah, he did. What a great save! He's somebody that will excite the fans. This formation is a little bit difficult for him at the minute. He's more of a wide player, more of a winger, but he's come on there, and the first job we told him to do was track the fullbacks and don't let them out, and he's done very well. And then obviously going forward, I thought him and Gilly did really well when they come on, both of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, second half, obviously we're 1-0 up in the first half, and we've not necessarily rode our luck in the first half, but so when you consider the game, I think we had 8 corners and they had 10.
Yep.
I mean, it's a game of to-ing and fro-ing.
Yep.
But in the second half, they came out, they had a bit more impetus, a little bit more pace about them. We were talking about David Morgan in the centre midfield, who we thought was absolutely excellent in the second half of them. But they worked us in that second half, and we were a lot to be thankful for, with some great saves from Alisson this afternoon.
Yeah, it was,
and also some, I mean, as a unit, we defended brilliantly all through the afternoon.
Yeah.
Let's just talk us about, I mean, you're a player that's been around and played a long time now, but when you're a young lad, as young as the likes of Sam Baird, who's obviously you know, sign a new contract with the club to stay here to 2018-19.
Yep.
And he's not been in the team, figuring in the team for the four or five games. He'd be disappointed with that. But to perform it in like that,
yep.
What is it about a player like that? We've seen it with Glyn.
Yep.
We've seen it with Baird, and we've seen it with Senior. What is it the youngsters can do that make it the game so much easier than it should be, really?
Their attitudes are absolutely spot on, and as long as I keep telling them that they're not far away from the team, they're happy with that. They want me to speak to them. Sam's unlucky, he's not been playing. He had a couple of probably below par games against Gainsborough and Marine, and since then we've been different class, and we've been doing really well. So for me, at the minute, if you're playing well, you'll keep your shirt, and if that's nobody's guaranteed a spot. If they're not playing well, then they come out of the team. If they're playing well, then they keep the shirt. It's as simple as that for me.
It's just like our commentary team, Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me. That's
no, but they're all great lads. They've got that little click between them all, and they're starting to come out of the shells a little bit now. Yeah. They're all shy lads. You'll know that by speaking to them. But they're really starting to come now, and the team bonding now is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing you have that dilemma where you've got such an abundance of youth. We said actually when you went off, and the average age was 14 by the time you got off the pitch this afternoon. But you got like Mike Jones, who we know who's come on, has changed games. Spennymore particularly changed the game magnificently with those balls left and right. Yeah. Glyn himself, a squad. You were talking that you wanted to really strengthen. I think we might have another text of someone in a minute. I'll read out for you. But you were talking about strength in depth, wanting to bring new players in. But this bunch are actually proving, myself included, I'm sure, the critics wrong, because the work on the training ground is proving absolutely to be instrumental, because there's players here now that 3 months ago just were not cutting the muscle at all. They look different players.
Yeah,
and it must be all, it's all down to you and the management team in that trade. It's so vitally important, I take it.
Yeah, no, the lads are putting some great sessions on. They all seem to be enjoying themselves. Like I said before, they're all good lads, and I don't want a squad of 25 people and you've got six players sat in the stands, because you're not going to keep people like that happy. They know if we've got, I don't know, 4-5 centre midfielders, they know they're not a million miles away from the side if they're not starting. Obviously they're going to be disappointed. They're not footballers if they're not. But I don't want to go sign and then upset a lot of people. We've got a good dressing room at the minute, and long may that continue. And if we can do that with the squad that we've got, there's like you say, Zach today has filled in at the left wing back role. We've got a lot of players that can fill in different roles. If we change shape, the likes of Linney can go wide right, Connor can go wide left. There's a lot of the players that we've got now can fill in other positions as well and be as strong as we are today.
And sparing your own modesty, you know, you've been putting the goals in. So management hasn't affected you in that way.
No, do you know what? Jack and Tom have been absolutely superb. I get a lot of credit for things when we win the games, but a lot of it's down to them boys as well. It's like Jack will do the team talks at half-time when he's seen it from the sidelines. We'll all chip in, the likes of Scott Kane and Husey, very vocal. It's great. It's a great place to be at the minute. We're all enjoying it, but I'll be honest with myself. If I lose a bit of form, and then I won't be playing, but as long as I'm justifying my own selection by hitting the back of the net, then I don't think people can complain too much.
Nice one.
Well, listen, two big, big games coming up, and two games really that you wouldn't want with the travelling involved in it. The Blythe game you can accept on a Saturday, because you know you're going to have to do that. Yep. It's the Tuesday game really. It's a big killer, that, isn't it? You know, it's a big tough ask for the two games so close together. So all we can do is wish that the squad stay fit, healthy.
Yep.
And you've got obviously those headaches of being able to choose the team that you think are going to be right for evening and right for the afternoon. So.
Yep.
Another 3 points.
Yep,
a different type of victory this afternoon.
Yep.
You take all those all day, and we wish you all the very best. And we'll have a beer a little later on.